every Green Diva needs a sidekick. At the Green Divas radio show, they're called Green Dudes. Time now for a deeper shade of green from a guy's perspective.
Well, it has been entirely too long since I had a chance to chat with one of my very favorite green dudes, maybe the original green dude, Ed Begley. So there's so much going on right now on so many levels. And okay, the first question is, I haven't been to your beautiful home since last year. You invited my husband and I in and we did some interview and got to look at everything. How are things there? Anything new and exciting there?
There's nothing new really since you were last here. What is good news is that it all is working very well still, as we hoped it would be, and we expected it to be working this well, and it all is. Some of it's very new technology, some of it's tried and true stuff I've had for years. Solar hot water I've had since 85, solar electric I've had since 1990. And these are newer systems on the new house, but the basics are the same. So that's working very well. Big, thick walls have always worked well. Double pane windows have always worked well. LEDs have worked well now for years. Dimmable LEDs are more recent. They work very, very well. You know, high SEER rating, that is to say high efficiency HVAC, it's still working very well. It's all cutting edge technology and working great. And the new, very unusual stuff that I was kind of a guinea pig for, I believe, that stuff's working well. By that, I mean the what's called ACT on demand. It's a system where there's sensors in each room where you might need water, like the kitchen, the bathrooms. So when you walk in there, it turns on a circulating pump. Instead of going one Mississippi, two Mississippi, getting up to 20 or 30 Mississippi to get hot water, you go one Mrs., you don't get the ippy.
Wow.
You get hot water very quickly because of that good technology that's called ACT on demand.
Ditch the and ippy.
Yeah, it's very zippy and quickie. And the other thing is, the other thing that works very well is the solar hot sun. It's called like H2O sun is the way you might say it as well, hot sun. And it's a wonderful system that makes hot water from the backside, the flip side that you're not using of the photovoltaics. The top of the solar panels is very dark and gets quite hot. Well, the back of solar electric panels is still pretty hot itself. So if you put black tubing on the back of it, you can get another solar hot water system out of it. And that's what I did for the pool, because we were out of real estate on the roof to heat the water for the pool. We have hot water for the house and what have you. So that system called Hot Sun is working very, very well to heat water from what would be unused space.
Well, I remember you telling us about that, and it was kind of exciting. And it's good to know that these systems are so far sustainable and, you know, functional for more than a year. You've been there for a couple of years now, right?
Yeah, we've been living in the house since 2016 at 3 years, and everything's working great, and we expect it to work for a long time. It's a very substantial house, very sturdy house. It's built out of steel, so we have that other advantage in this fire-prone Southern California area. There's lots of wildfires. We're not in the wilderness like that. We're not in the hills. We're down in the flats. But still, you saw what happened in Santa Rosa. Yeah. In a neighborhood like ours. You know, it just got devastated. So since the house is built out of steel, you don't have as much risk with fire. Certainly have no risk from termites, and you don't have any risk from mold either. So there's very good news with that.
Gosh, I need a house like that. Well, okay, so I know that we're supposed to talk today about tree people and some really neat stuff they're doing, but of course they have their Once Upon a Canyon Night series. But before we do that, I just want to ask, have you ever heard of this new podcast called Crazy Town?
I have not heard of it, but I want to hear it. Tell me more about it.
Well, I think you do want to know about it. So if you ever walk down the street and look around and wonder, like, what the hell are we doing, which I'm sure we both do, then you might be ready for this Crazy Town podcast. If you want to get the real scoop on the sustainability crisis with a refreshing perspective, or, you know, you just want some new ideas of ways to change our overly consumptive way of life, or you just want to hang out with some funny guys who come up with some good ideas once in a while, then you're going to want to listen to this Crazy Town podcast. And it is really cool. These guys are fun. I think you'd like them, and you need to be on their show. I'm going to tell them.
Great.
So, now is the time that we need to think differently. Ed, you've been on this for longer than most of us, but these guys are helping us all catch up. So it's time to be a little contrarian, to embrace your rebellious streak, and above all, keep your sense of humor, which is what we try to do. So check out Crazy Town at postcarbon.org/Crazy Town and subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts. And again, that's postcarbon.org/Crazy Town, which just sounds like so much fun. And these guys are fun. So yeah, I'm going to remind them that they need to talk to you.
Great.
Now, before we launch in, I just want to say thank you, Ed. I was thinking about this and about the fact that you really put yourself out there a long time ago, and I don't want to make us both sound old, but at least 30 years ago, you were talking about this stuff before everybody else was, and you've stuck with it, and you've been a voice for all of us and led the way. So I just felt like I wanted to say thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you for what you do, and thank you for saying that. Next Earth Day will actually be 50 years, half a century that I've been doing all this green behavior. And I started very simply. I didn't have a lot of money back in 1970, obviously, a broken, struggling actor or so. But I did what I could afford, and it was all not only good for the environment, but good for my pocketbook. So I will continue to my final days and really enjoy it and get the benefits of low bills in so doing.
Ah, but you know what? You're a wonderful actor, and it's so fun for me. Every time I turn on some random show or whatever, and there you are, and I always enjoy your performances. So it's good that you're just still out there, and my fan moment is over. Let's talk.
Bless you, mate.
Let's talk about Tree People. What a cool organization! Can you tell us what they're about?
It was started by Andy Lipkus back in the early 70s. I've been involved from a distance for that many years, just helping them out, sending them money, and occasionally doing a few things for them. But got more involved back in the late 80s, early 90s. I was on the board for years there. And it's a great organization. They unite the power of trees and people. They want to grow a more climate-ready L.A., and they inspire and support people in L.A. to come together to plant and care for trees, harvest the rain, and renew depleted landscapes. That's their mission statement. And they do it as a wonderful program there that they've been doing at Tree People. That's called Once Upon a Canyon Night. And they're celebrating 17 years this year. My friend Paula Poundstone comes out each year.
I saw
lots
that.
Of other wonderful performers. All the performers donate their time, and all the money from the ticket sales goes to support the programs at Tree People. So it's a great park there, Coldwater Canyon Park. It's a certified wildlife habitat for by the National Wildlife Federation. It's just a wonderful, wonderful evening. I've been there many times, so I'm going to be there again this year. I urge our Southern California friends who listen to your wonderful show to go and be part of Once Upon a Canyon Night at Tree People, and you can find out more at treepeople.org.
I'm going to say that again because the connection was a little warbly. It's treepeople.org. You have a wonderful lineup, and I was very excited to see that they're doing a lot of radio plays. That's something I really want to get into doing more of.
For me, I've been doing radio for quite a while. My dad was a radio star, so I love radio, and they do incredible stuff that's savored by people for a long time to come.
So talk a bit about Tree People. They do an awful lot to, other than just planting trees and the obvious, like we need to advocate for more trees in our urban areas. But LA has very specific issues that Tree People is focused on, right?
Yeah, they do a lot to harvest rainwater, to collect our rainwater in Southern California and use it on site. They have great programs to teach kids where water comes from and where it goes to. So you're not just putting a bunch of crap down the storm drain. They're a wonderful education resource. They have busloads full of kids coming nearly every day on the weekdays to Tree People and to find out more about the urban environment in Los Angeles.
Which, and I know that New York has something, and I can't think of the name of it, but I really hope that people listening, if you don't live in Southern California, but I urge people to look into what they're doing, and if you want to participate and help fund them, great, but also, you know, look into other programs in your urban area, because everybody, each urban area has its own issues, and California certainly... Beautiful Southern California has been ravaged with drought and fires, and so they have their own specific concerns. So are you performing at all at any of these Once Upon a Canyon nights?
I have performed in the past, but I'm not performing this season. I'm busy doing this new show, Bless This Mess, on ABC. But Bette Midler, you mentioned a minute ago about other cities. Bette Midler has a wonderful organization in New York that's helped clean up the parks and what have you in many areas in and around New York City.
That's the one I was looking for, and I couldn't find the name of it. I'll look it up, and I'll put it in our post. But I know that she's very involved with, because we've done some work with them, and I'm embarrassed that I can't remember the name. But yeah, so, I mean, look for, I'm just urging listeners to look for.
It's a New York Restoration Project.
Thank you. That is it. Thank you, Ed.
The New York Restoration Project, Putnam is a wonderful organization.
So, yeah, the cities are stepping up. People are stepping up and finding their way to create these more resilient communities and helping educate each other about ways that we can all, you know, because it's all hands on deck at this point, as far as I can tell, right?
Yes.
So what new project? You said you're doing this new show on ABC?
It's called Bless This Mess. It's on ABC Tuesday nights. We did a pilot last year. It got picked up much earlier this year, and we did five more episodes. It went very well. All six of them were aired and did well. So now we've been picked up for 13 more, and we'll start shooting those in August, and we'll start airing them in September probably.
Great. So, yeah, so I just want to, like, remind people, if you are in Southern California, you do want to check this series out. It sounds to me, when I was reading about it, like Tanglewood, but, in, you know, for more acting and performance rather than symphony, you know. You know, people on the East Coast, many in New England, know Tanglewood, which is the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
It sure is. It's a wonderful event, Tanglewood, and this is... our version of that in a very small scale up there at Coldwater Canyon Park. It's a wonderful event outdoors, and people love it. Once Upon a Canyon Night, up with three people, Coldwater Canyon Park, and I'll be there. I urge everybody in my area to come and enjoy it.
Thanks again, Ed. It's always fun to talk with you.
You too, Meg. Thanks for having me on.
Want more information on this Green Dude segment and other ideas for low-stress green living? Go to thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.